Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Caitlin.
And today we're going to talk about a little subject called loyalty. Caitlin, you want to tell them what we believe loyalty is?
Always being true to your spouse, best friend.
Right.
Family members.
Right. We've seen a test where loyalty fails, and the true loyalty never really comes to life, right, Cun?
Yep.
We've seen it on many levels. Friendship, we've seen it on a spousal level, we've seen it on many, many levels in our 4.5 years of marriage. Loyalty is what you put into it. If you give 100%, you're going to get 100% back. That's my philosophy in any marriage, any type of loyalty you have. If you put the effort in, you should get the effort back.
Yep.
Being a basketball coach, when I was a basketball coach, it's like if you practice makes perfect, but it's not always practice makes perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. You can put 50% into a practice, you're only going to get 50% out. But if you put 100%, you get 100% out. And it's the same way in a marriage. Me and Caitlin have always said that, what is it we always said, hon?
It's not 50-50, it's 100-100.
Yes. Your spouse gives 100% and I give 100%. The reason we're talking about this today is because we've seen some things that this year shows that loyalty is only good on paper, so to speak. And the reason why I say that is, I'll give you a good example. Me being a Clemson fan. Everybody wants to cheer for Clemson when they're winning games. But when it comes to them losing like they have this year, and it's only been 3 games.
It's not like USC. You are U of SC. You know.
And University of Southern California is coming to give you make you pay for that check for calling South Carolina USC.
I don't care.
I'm just kidding.
I do not care at this point.
You only cheer for the team when they're winning. It's when you don't, when you cheer for them when they're not winning, that's when you show your true loyalty and where you lie personally. And same thing in a family situation too. You're always loyal to your family. There are certain individuals that don't know what loyalty was if it smacked them in the face.
I can name two.
I can name a bunch just off the bat, but we're not going to get into that. We're going to leave it to our family and our friends to decide after this podcast who we're talking about. Because...
And if y'all hear Addie in the background, she is trying to go to sleep. She has not had a nap all day, and we have to go to school tomorrow.
I don't understand that. She don't sleep during the weekend.
But she sleeps at school like a pro. Yeah. They have no trouble getting her down, but she will not wake up for the life of her.
Right.
So, I don't know what is going on over here on our end, because we love our naps. I mean, I'm going to be
honest. Yeah, I love a nap every now and then.
We love our naps. We have like a designated, you know, little a little window for nap time, and she will not go to sleep.
It's funny. When you're a kid, you don't want naps. But when you get to an adult, it's nap, please.
It's like, I'm so sorry for being so mean. But anyway, let's get back to it. I'm sorry. But yeah, if y'all hear Addie in the background.
So anyways, back to our topic. Sorry. What I've seen, and it's goes back to even with people that support Donald Trump. It's only cool when, how should I say this? It's only cool until the real indications of supporting Donald Trump, what it entitles. Because people will say, well, you're a domestic terrorist. You are just as guilty as the people that broke into the Capitol. Which, I will say this, was not an insurrection, by the way. Because if it wasn't true insurrection, they would have been armed to the teeth breaking into the Capitol. Do you realize anybody that broke into the Capitol was not armed? They were not armed. The only ones that were armed, and it's the funny thing about it, the only ones that were armed were the ones defending the Capitol. But we'll save that for another day.
You okay there?
Yeah. It's just, this topic frustrates me because loyalty is what you put into it. It's all cool and awesome to show loyalty to someone. But when your feelings get hurt after you're asked to do certain things, that's when loyalty crumbles. And loyalty should always be there. You don't get your feelings hurt and try to pick up your ball and go home. You stay true to that person. And it's even that way in a marriage. See, now these days, I've asked a friend this. And I was like, so why don't you get married? And you know what my friend told me, Caitlin?
What did he tell you?
He told me it's not worth the risk. Mm-hmm. Why is marriage now a risk?
Because people abuse it. People get into it for the wrong reasons.
And see, that's the thing I don't like. Because if you're truly loyal to that person, it shouldn't be a risk. I mean, yes, it's a life-changing situation. But in the end, you grow from each other in a marriage. We're always working on our marriage, are we not, sweetheart?
Every day.
Every single day, we're working on something. 24/7. It's a 24/7 job. 365 days, 366 on a leap year.
And it's very tiring.
It's tiring, but it has its rewards from the tiredness.
Oh, yeah.
There, you'll always have risk. You'll always have reward. You always have good. You always have bad. I mean, that's why it says in your vows, for sickness and health, mm-hmm. For richer or for poor. People don't understand that concept anymore, and it kind of irritates me. And it's same way with friendships, too. You're only a friend until your friend gets a slap on the wrist, and then you stop being their friend. I just don't understand this. And it's the same way, and I always say this, I'm a Clemson fan until I die. And I've always been a Clemson fan. All these ones that say, oh, you're just a out-of-the-woodworks Clemson fan who became a Clemson fan after Clemson won their second national championship. No, I've been a Tiger fan all my life.
His grandpa, his mom's dad, actually went there when it was Clemson.
A&M.
A&M. And so that was, and he graduated in 1952. So, yeah, he was basically born into a Clemson family.
My first football game was a Clemson football game.
Yep.
Back in 1991, they played Duke University. I still have the program somewhere.
That is as old as me.
I had Clemson jerseys. I have Clemson jerseys. I have Clemson shirts.
Hats. Jackets.
I have all kinds of Clemson stuff.
And Addie was born into it as well. I was born into it. My mom and my real dad, who will talk about him maybe in the future.
See,
But they were all Clemson fans. My grandparents didn't even care, which my papa still don't. As long as Clemson's winning, he's good. I'm playing.
Yeah.
But he's really not into football, so.
And see, this is the thing that irritates me, is people that are all Clemson fans. So, I mean, think about how many Clemson fans came out of the woodworks in 16 when Clemson won the national championship.
Yeah.
All the fans that came out of the woodworks.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing how they turn on you when you're losing.
Yep.
People even saying that they should get rid of Dabo Swinney. They should get rid of Brent Venables. They should get rid of Tony Elliott.
And then who are they going to get?
Exactly.
They don't
Here's
have nobody.
The thing I want to tell all the Clemson fans that may listen to this. You don't know what losing was. When you've been a part of the Tommy Bowden era and towards the end of the Tommy West era, you don't know what losing was. These three losses this year are no big deal.
Oh, no.
Just imagine going into Florida State knowing that you're not going to win. Just imagine going into Georgia Tech knowing you're not going to win. And then getting the shock of your life when you lose to Wake Forest. Then come back and tell me you're a true Clemson fan.
Or NC State.
Or North Carolina. Because this was back when Clemson still played North Carolina every year. This was when you would go to Maryland and lose by a field goal. This was when you would go to Carolina hoping you would win so you could go to a bowl game. People have gotten spoiled. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. And see, this is why I brought up this topic of loyalty. Because loyalty is only what you put into it. If you think for 1 second that you have doubts, then you're not being loyal. You are not living up to the expectations of loyalty. And that's the bottom line. And that's my honest opinion. In this whole situation. Like I said, I don't like this topic, but it's something that needs to be talked about. And it's the same thing in a marriage. What you put into your marriage, if you put in 20% and you only get 20% from your spouse, guess what?
You kind of deserve it.
If you put in 50% and you only get 50% out of it, guess what?
You deserve it.
But if you actually pull up your bootstraps and put in 100% into your marriage on both sides, and not always, and I'm not saying you always agree with your spouse. I'm not saying that.
There's things that Justin says sometimes that I might not agree with, and there's things that I say that he might not agree with.
Exactly.
But we work on it.
Exactly. And we tried to come to an agreement.
A compromise.
Because that's all it's about at the end of the day in a marriage. You compromise with what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing in a friendship. You may not always agree with what your friends say.
Or do.
But at the end of the day, they're your friends.
You should be there for them.
And you should be there for them. Check on them. Because they are going through stuff that you don't know about. And I'm sorry. Anyone that listens to this and thinks they're getting their feelings hurt, this is not the podcast for you. To be your, in honest terms, this is not the podcast for you. But I will say this, too. If you're saying you're supposedly a person's best friend, and they're going through a situation, you don't fold in the tents and walk away from the situation. You check on your friend. You make sure they need something, they get it. But you also understand that they're going through their own battles. And at the end of the day, those battles are a lot bigger than you. Don't get your feelings hurt when someone tells you to act like the adult in the situation and ignore the problem. Don't get your feelings hurt there. And I'm sorry. This may turn into a race situation because, quite frankly, loyalty is a word that's been thrown around forever, and it's been thrown around in the wrong terms. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have loyalty, what do you have? But anyways, that's it for the loyalty. We're also going to talk about a certain situation. Me being a Clemson fan, I don't like this. And from what I've heard from a lot of my South Carolina friends, they don't like it either. Honey, did you see the video?
What video?
Of Clemson entering the stadium before the game. Not before the actual game start, but like to go to their locker room to get ready for the game.
No.
Oh, you didn't hear them say F you Dabo?
Oh, I heard, I read about it.
Oh, I listened to the whole video, and it's absolutely ridiculous. There's someone on Facebook that released the video and said, as a alumni of University of South Carolina, I am disgusted. Because here's the thing, and this is the thing that makes me mad about this. You can hate the other side. You cannot like the other team. Let's not say hate.
Let's say dislike.
Dislike the other team. Be perfectly honest. I dislike South Carolina. I always
too.
Have.
Me too.
I have reservations why I dislike South Carolina. But I won't get into those one day. One day I may get into those and right into now. The whole subject of why I'm a Clemson fan. But that'll be for a later episode. But you have to have class on the other side. You win with class, you lose with class. Because at the end of the day, you are representing the university. Mm-hmm. As a fan, you are representing the university. And when you're acting like a bonehead, you are representing the university in the wrong light. And I know there's problems on both sides. I'm not going to admit Clemson is perfect. But at least we don't say F you such and such before the game. We don't do those kind of things. Do we fight at games? Yeah, there's probably fights that happen at Clemson games.
Somewhere.
You won't see it on my side, but there will be fights there. And I'm sorry. If you're going to represent the university in that light, that university does not need you. Bottom line. Because that's irritating. Yep. Another one that irritated me this year. You saw what happened in the Tennessee-Ole Miss game, didn't you?
No.
They had to literally stop the game with 54 seconds remaining in the game because fans were throwing trash on the field.
Oh, that goes back to South Carolina because they did that one year to Clemson.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you're going to be that classless, the university does not need your support. Nope. And I think, honestly, the athletic director and the president of the university needs to find out who these people are and reprimand them for this.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're a student. I don't care if they're a fan. They need to be reprimanded some way, somehow. And that's the bottom line. You are representing your university.
Your team.
Your team. And you're doing that. I'm sorry. You can dislike Dabo Swinney all you want. But you're not going to disrespect him or the team like that. And that's one thing I like about South Carolina's new coach. I didn't like the whole thing of the South Carolina coach and the Clemson coach having a beef. I like that they're good friends. I mean, he hugged Shane Beamer's child for crying out loud.
And offered him Clemson gear.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, obviously, Shane Beamer didn't like that idea, but... Nope. But...
He didn't fuss him out about it.
No.
You know, like some coaches would have done.
I didn't like the Spurrier era. Not because they were beating Clemson, but because of how Spurrier acted towards Dabo Swinney. That's the only reason I didn't like Steve Spurrier. And I still don't like Steve Spurrier to this day. I think he's an arrogant jerk. But if they're getting off the bus, I'm not going to say F you Spurrier. I may boo, but I'm not going to say F you Spurrier. I'm okay with you booing because, yeah, that's your university and you're playing your rival. Yes, I agree with booing, but I don't agree with the vulgar language. The time that I went to South Carolina was the last time I ever went to South Carolina. Getting cussed out in the parking lot. Getting cussed out before the game. There wasn't much cuss out during the game because all the Carolina fans left by halftime. But coming down the rotunda and then getting to the light and the police officer looking at me in my Clemson gear, didn't even say anything to a Carolina fan, and said, if you get shot, don't blame me. See, that's why I have disrespect for South Carolina. But anyways, back to the subject at hand. You can hate a coach all you want, or dislike a coach, or dislike a university, but realize when you act the way you do, it shines poorly on the university. Let me tell you something. You know why Clemson gets such a good reputation as a Southern hospitality college in the ACC? It's because the fans have respect. They will invite you over to a tailgate even if you have the wrong colors on. They don't cuss you out like they do. Are there some? Yes, there are some in the field. But we tried to whittle those people out as much as we can. Caitlin, what do you think of this whole subject? About the whole video and all.
What video?
Sorry. Of F.U. Dabo and all that.
Oh, I don't like it.
I know you don't like it, babe. Anything what? Else you want to add to it, though?
No, not really.
No, not really?
You said everything. So.
This has kind of been a rage episode for me, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
well, there's still some things I don't like, but.
You can do that next time.
Yeah, I'll do that next time. But before we go, I'm going to play the video for y'all so y'all hear what's going on and what we're talking about. And it goes on for a little while, but I want to tell you what the person said. The person said, and this is what he said, as a University of South Carolina alumnus and a Gamecock football letterman, this guy's name is Mike Armstrong, I admittedly wish to beat Clemson University at every sport. However, this video of some fans is disgusting and low class. I have no problem with fans chanting Gamecocks. The Clemson entourage and team should be properly welcomed into a hostile environment. However, this is unacceptable to chant F you Dabo. Are you kidding me? What example are you setting for others? For the children present, not to mention fueling the fire in the bellies of Tigers and their coaches. Dabo, whether you like him or not, is a man hired to lead young men. He is not a politician. He is not a criminal. He is a college coach who apparently has built a culture that some of our fans are so envious of, they can only stoop to exhibiting low-class behavior. This bothers me, then the loss. At the end of the day, it is a football game. If Carolina would have won, this type of behavior would have tainted the victory. My apologies to Clemson. This behavior does not represent all members of Gamecock Nation. If you are going to justify this behavior in the comments, don't. There is no excuse. And don't tell me this happens at Clemson. Two wrongs do not make a right. If this happened at Clemson, that is on them. Shameful. And that's what Mike Armstrong said. And I'm sorry. At the end of the day, you are representing the university. You are representing your school. You are representing children present. And children present heard this. And I'm sorry. It is wrong and it is shameful. And Gamecock Nation, shame on you. Anybody that was present that was had discuss about this needs to find out who the people were in the video and report it to the university, in my honest opinion. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Clemson fan. Because even if I was on the side of the Gamecocks, I would not like this behavior either. Because at the end of the day, it shines poorly on your university. And that's the bottom line I have to say. But anyways, so that will do it for this episode. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And y'all have a good one. Bye.
Bye.